Welcome to the Saucer Nerd Podcast. We would like to advise that although we do condone drinking, we do not condone drinking and driving. So drink up, act stupid, pick up a chick, whatever it is you do, but always make sure that you have a safe way home. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show.
Hey, this song out there is for the real drinkers, man. I'm talking about the real drinkers. I'm not talking about your Hennessy's or your Crevassier. You can keep your gin and your Jägermeister. I'm talking about, you know, the real drinks. The ones that make men men, you know? Yeah, I'll just listen.
Hops, going live hops, in three, two, one. Go, Jeff. Or, yes. I hear you just fine. All right, episode one of the Saucer Nerds Podcast. My name is Patrick. Beside me is Jeff. Let's get technical with them, Jeff. Let's get technical with them. It's right across from the backside of UNC Charlotte. My apologies. That'll work. Labeled alcoholic, Jeff. It's not available anywhere. Well, they have trivia night on Tuesday nights. They have they give away glasses on Wednesday. Brewery night on Wednesday night. Although I just saw where they're giving away a Lennon glass. I don't know if that's John Lennon or Lennon beer or... Yes. Yes, and I work on Wednesday night, so I never get to come up here and get a glass. But, Jeff, before we get deep into this thing, Jeff picked up the sweetest glass ever about a month ago that I can I'll make him tweet out a picture of it on the Saucer Nerds Twitter handle. Jeff, please tell these people what kind of glass you got. If I hope you know what one I'm talking about. Well, Jeff's going to text that picture to me, and then I'm going to tweet it out on the Saucer Nerds Twitter handle. Great name. I have no idea. So it's the Holy Grail. That's what it is. Jeff, we're going to tweet out the picture. So if we're going to tweet out the picture, you don't have to explain to them what it looks like. But everyone, you have to understand Jeff's excitement because, legit, this is the coolest cup that Jeff should drink beer of at his house out of every time he drinks beer. Was the beer $17 or was, like, the beer and the cup $17? Okay. Gotcha. So I picked up a cup. I have no idea where it is. I can't remember which one it was. It was the Skull, the Bone and Skull.
It was like an Oktoberfest.
Yes. But I haven't seen it since that night because we drank a little bit that night and it disappeared somewhere in my house. But unfortunately, we didn't start this thing off the way we always started off a first episode and present to you what we're giving you or what we are planning on giving you every week.
Like Jeff said, he introduced the flying saucer into my life. Well, the beer nerd is the UFO member here at Flying Saucer. And if for those of you that aren't familiar, beer nerd, we sit down and you drink a lot of beer. They keep up with the beers that you drink. And I got distracted because one of the waitresses was staring at me. But you keep up with the beer. They keep up with the beer you drink. You can only drink three a day. But when you get to 20, shit. When you get to 200, you get a plate placed on the wall, ceiling, wherever you can of this place that has your name and a quotation. A saucer. Is that? We'll go with saucer. It makes sense with the name Flying Saucer. Jeff, you're such an asshole. But you get a saucer on the wall that says how many beers you drink, and you get to put a little quotation under it. And I'm now officially I joined the UFO club on my birthday, July 21st, and I'm at 14 beers to show you how much I drink. 14 beers. It'll be 17 after tonight, since July 21st. That's not a lot. Jeff comes up here a lot without me, but every Sunday when we record this thing, he will have me here with him. But Jeff, sir, tell the people where you are, Jeff. 188. After we leave here tonight, what is it? 191? So 9 more after tonight. Jeff will have a plate on the wall. Saucer, if you will. Forever. So whenever anybody comes in this restaurant bar, they're going to see a plate somewhere on this wall that says Jimmy Waxall. Have you decided what you're going to put under it? Well played, I guess. You can come up with something better than that. The champion of everything. And then they will know. Then they will know. Hold on, our pizzas are getting here.
Thank you.
All right, we're back after an amazing meal and the obnoxious drunk guys back at the dartboard. Very nice. This is the type of shit you get at a Flying Saucer. Understandably so. Understand. We have a gentleman that's joined us to the left, throwing darts, hanging out. I have some cards, trying to be prepared. I brought some cards for us to go over, various news-worthy items, and actually, before we get into that, we're into our second beer of the night. Jeff, you want to tell the people what you're having, because that's what I have next? If you can pronounce it, it should be entertaining. I know. That works. Then that's what I have next. So whenever the waitress comes over, I'll say yes, because I'm drinking a nice, I don't remember the name of it, something Pilsner. I have it written down somewhere. Obviously. No, I don't know where the name of it is. Yours or mine? Is your mic on? Yeah, I don't think your mic's on. Your mic's not on. Is it on now? Okay. All right. Moving forward, this is where we get into where we have to talk a lot of shit. And Jeff can barely hear me. I'll take my earphones out. That way I can hear you better. Or I can talk to you louder. All right, we'll go over some newsworthy things real quick in our semi-buzz state. To set the layout for what's going on tonight, we're on the couch. We got some cool dude with a laptop sitting to the left of us. We got four guys and a female playing darts in front of us. There's still the hot waitresses walking around in skirts, which is always a plus. And I have note cards with newsworthy items that I'm going to get Waxall's opinion on. All right, you ready for this, Jeff? All right, as I talked to you about earlier, the Los Angeles school system gave 650,000 students iPads to increase their education. 650,000 there, Jeff, which cost a total of $1 billion. Within 1 week, 80% of the students have cracked the tablet and instead of learning, has started posting stuff on Facebook and Twitter during school hours. Yeah, they put some kind of security setting on it, and within a week, somebody had taken care of that, and now they're posting on Facebook and Twitter. Exactly. Why don't they come up with this cool shit in colleges in North Carolina? Well, the LA school system is second in the nation. Not next to North Carolina school system. Is the school system even going now that the government shut down? Oh, I'm sure. What's the average teacher salary now? At $25,000? No, North Carolina. Oh, that's more than I thought. I thought it was like $26,000, $28,000. I don't know. I need to call my sister. She's a teacher. Maybe she can answer this. But moving on, LA school system, you're morons for thinking that would work. It never works. Jeff, you'll like this one. The Esquire Sexiest Woman Alive issue has named Scarlett Johansson as the sexiest woman alive. Do you agree?
I agree. I think it could have been a side, but I don't think she's the sexiest woman alive. You gotta have Kate Upton up there.
Kate Upton, yeah. Who's got bigger boobs, Kate Upton or Scarlett Johansson? Have you seen the pictures of Scarlett Johansson?
They're both nice.
Yes, they are. Have you seen the pictures of Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah, I saw it on the internet today. So.
Along with your Faye Reagan video? Just backstory, guys. There's a waitress here that looks exactly like Faye Reagan. If you don't know who Faye Reagan is, type her name in Google search and it'll come up. And me and Jeff came up here one time, and she stated that she doesn't like when people say she looks like Faye Reagan, to whereas Patrick went into, suave mode and told her, oh, I looked her up, and there's no way you look like Faye Reagan. But actually, in real life, she does exactly to the T. That you did. It was not a YouTube video. XTube, maybe, not YouTube. If you don't know already, you don't deserve to know. All right, moving on. So before we get even deeper in the gutter that is our minds, Jeff, you're a football guy. You're a stats guy. So we'll go with this one. The Denver Broncos are a 28-point favorite over the Jacksonville Jaguars this week. That's an NFL record for a spread. Your thoughts? Did they? Were they playing in Dallas or Denver?
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. Of course. That's like Peyton Manning's known for calling plays at the line of scrimmage and outsmarting defenses. Tony Romo is known for throwing interceptions late in the game and losing the game because of it. If you're a Tony Romo fan, like my wife who's trying to call me right now, boo. Boo to you. I don't want to say anything bad. I brought my wife into it. I don't want to say anything bad about my wife. Multi-billionaire, isn't he? Flip phone. Yeah, like the Nokia. Wow. Interesting. But with that said, people that have so much money they can spend it on anything, they will spend it on anything. They don't really care to spend their money on iPhones, really, because the iPhone doesn't mean the same to somebody that has millions and billions of dollars. Like smartphones, they like older people, and when I mean older people, I mean 60 and over, believe that like the iPhone is the death of society. It is the death of childhood, I'll give it that. To where when we were kids, we'd run around playing in front yards, ride my bike a mile to my friend's house, play at his house for an hour or two, and then ride my bike home with no fear of being kidnapped or being on the internet or being on Facebook or Twitter at all, on my phone or on my iPad, on my computer. You played wiffle ball outside with a little, either like a little plastic ball with a plastic bat or a made up ball that was full of like paper and tape that you had to make up. You remember these? You remember the wiffle ball tournaments we used to have? That's poor people, Jeff. We all know you grew up wealthy. This is poor people. Exactly. Now or then? Both. But you had a lot of land to play on. Those are the glory days. Now, if a kid leaves a note and goes out, unattended by an adult, they'll get kidnapped, raped, killed, and all this crap. Which is how shitty society is now. It's sad. Like if we look back to our childhood, how many times I remember playing hide and go seek around the block, the whole block. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It is. It's a shittier place. Speaking of, I had another NFL story, but we'll go on to the last one. Speaking of the world being a shitty place, our government sucks still because they're shut down. Do they get paid while they're shut down? No, I'm talking about like the upper echelon, like the Congress and Senate. See, this is bullshit. When can me or you, who both have corporate jobs, when could we go anywhere or shut down? Like all the employees, say we stay just shut down. We're not happy with the benefits provided by our employers. And we leave and say, okay, we're not working, and they shut down because they can't agree with all the employees. Do you think we'd get paid? Hell no. they'd fire us all. They'd hire a bunch of new people that would be willing to work at the benefits provided and move on with their lives and our lives. See, this is what needs to happen with Congress and our beloved president, quote, beloved president, unbeloved now. You need to just fire them all. I'm not making this about Obama. I'm just saying you just need to fire them all, fuck them all, tell them to all go to group homes and retirement homes where they all belong, and let's hire up a bunch of new people that care about the country, care about where this country is going to go in the future for our kids and their kids, instead of wanting money and not wanting to work or bitching about this and that. There lies problem number one. So Congress and Senate, I know that the president has like a 250 G's. Really? Jeff, I believe we went into the wrong profession. That we did. All right, before I get depressed because we're drinking and when you drink, this is a public service announcement. When you drink, there is the ability to get depressed. So we don't want to take you in depression mode while these people are still throwing darts and bitching at each other. We'll move on to our third news item, which is Josh Freeman going to the Minnesota Vikings for 1 year. Sports guy, Jeff, hit me with it. Hold on, he was the starting quarterback and the captain of the team. Yes, and he blamed it. I saw an ESPN interview with him. He blamed it on a power outage. Whatever happened to cell phones? Like, whenever I have to wake up and be somewhere early in the morning, I don't set my alarm. I set my cell phone, and I set my cell phone far away enough from the bed to have to get up and turn it off. Exactly. So theoretically, going back to the Jerry Jones situation, we're coming full circle here. If you're an NFL quarterback, who most NFL players came from literally hardly anything as a child, so now you have all this money to buy a smartphone or an iPhone or even a flip phone will probably have an alarm on it. Where does common sense take place that I don't care what anybody says, when you're an NFL player, a team photo is one of the most important things you do, because that is when the whole team is together. That is when everybody is one unison. That's the first time of the season that you stand together as one. Exactly. There's no way that's one of the things you cannot miss, because that's what hangs up in stadiums every year. That's what's in programs to the 12,000 to 15,000 people that come to your game, sometimes 30,000 or 40,000 people. That's what they show on SportsCenter if somebody kills somebody on the football team that you play on. This is an important time in your career and in the year that you need to be there, and you don't express the interest of setting a backup plan in case there is a power outage. I always have two alarms.
And he's better off.
Now, do you think – I don't know exactly what the comments Adrian Peterson made, but I saw this online. Do you think that they gave him a one-year contract because of the comments that Adrian Peterson made? Do you know the comments Adrian Peterson made? Well, that was a no question then. Let's look it up. Look it up on your cell phone. Apparently, Adrian Peterson made some comments after the Vikings game last Sunday, which was yesterday, because we're recording this on Monday instead of Sunday, which is our usual plan. But Adrian Peterson made some comments, and I saw on Yahoo where they were claiming that maybe the hire was made because of Adrian Peterson's comments. Jeff's looking up Adrian Peterson comments. While he's looking that up, I'm going to take care of some business real quick, some sponsor business. This podcast is brought to you by Triptych Media. It's all your entertainment needs, movies, music, comedy, and podcasts. That's us, Saucer Nerds. You can find it all at triptychmedia.com. That's T-R-I-P-T-Y-K media.com. Triptych Media, that's who funds this bad boy. Our other sponsor is WrestlingHeels.com. Listen live every Monday and Thursday at 11:30 p.m. They have everything wrestling. They recap Monday Night Raw and Thursday Impact, TNA Impact. I couldn't remember the name of the company. We like wrestling. If you don't, then you don't have to go there. If you do, WrestlingHeels.com is the best place to listen to. They do it live. They do it on blog format. Every Monday and Thursday at 11:30 p.m. Check them out, guys. Also, Saucer Nerds, first episode. We've already been ahead of the game. We've set up a Twitter, a Facebook, and our official podcast website. You can follow Saucer Nerds at Saucer Nerds. That's S-A-U-C-E-R-K-N-U-R-D-S on Twitter. Our Facebook is facebook.com/Saucer Nerds. And you can visit the official website for our podcast right now at saucernerds.podomatic.com. Jeff, you got those quotes for me? Damn, Jeff. I just did all of our sponsors to give you time, and we're still waiting. All right, we're going to move on, and we're going to let the beer talk a little bit. Because that's the tagline to our thing, is to let the beer do the talking. Jeff, question. Don't worry about the Adrian Peterson lines. Everybody go to YouTube or go to Yahoo Sports and listen to Adrian Peterson and decide for yourself if they hired Freeman based on the Adrian Peterson comments. Jeff, for some god-awful reason, I find that Miley Cyrus's song – I can't remember the name of it, but I find it that I want to download it on iTunes. Is this a bad thing? Wrecking Ball, that's the song. I mean, the video is not bad because it's a half-naked Hannah Montana rolling around on a wrecking ball. But, yeah. We got people yelling in the background over a dart game. I've never seen somebody get this excited over a dart game. He was worried. All right, we got this drunk dude playing darts, so we got to get on this bad boy. But hold on, give me a second. Let me explain to him what we're doing. All right, we're here with Mike. Hold on, we got to turn in our beers. We're here with Mike, who is an avid dart thrower since we've stepped foot in here. He's been having fun. Mike, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing well. How you doing, bud?
Very good. Now, Mike has been very animated and very into the dart games. And before we jumped on here, I asked Mike, why are you so animated about the dart games? Mike, tell me what you told me.
Dan's a bitch.
Are you Dan? He said, Dan's a bitch. Jeff has Daniel beside of him. He said you're a bitch. So Daniel agrees that he's a bitch. And hold on. purely by observation, were you guys on a team earlier?
No, absolutely not. No.
So you weren't on a team. So you were on a team earlier.
Dan's full of shit.
So now is Dan not only a bitch, he is full of shit. He's a full of shit bitch liar. And, all right, so explain to me the art form of throwing darts at flying saucer.
All right, what you want to do is you want to keep your fucking elbow tucked in. You want to keep it tucked in, right? You want to fling this thing at a certain projectile motion. That way it just falls right into the groove of what you're aiming at. It's what you want to do.
Very well explained. Dan, do you want to give your philosophy on dart throwing?
What a bitch.
All right. So I see, is it Dan's girlfriend? Dan's girlfriend has taken over since we've called them over. So we thank you guys for your input on dart throwing. And from here on out, the hundreds of people that listen to this podcast will know that Dan's a bitch and a liar. So, but thank you guys for joining us. This is the awesomeness of what we do at the Saucer Nerds podcast, because you never know who you're going to run into, and we're going to let them get back to throwing darts, and you kicking Dan's ass.
Let me get a word in. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, guys. I don't know, but a while ago, my story doesn't beat your story from earlier. A while ago, there was three guys I was in the bathroom with. All of them burped and farted while I was in the bathroom.
At the same time?
No, not at the same time. Just, do you not find it awkward that when you're in the bathroom? I mean, I understand burping when everybody's drinking beer. That makes sense. But it seems like even, okay, story time. Let me get a swig of beer real quick. This is still the Pilsner. Let me do it justice by naming what it is. It's the Pilsner that I had. The Victory Primo Pilsner, chosen by my Saucer Nerd app, just because we kind of stole our name from them. Not really, but we found out that Saucer Nerd was an app after we named our podcast The Revenge of the Saucer Nerds. We'll put over there, if you are a UFO member, then make sure that you download the Saucer Nerd app. It's 99 cent. It's not bad. And it keeps up with all your beers. And it makes life easy when you come to the Saucer to drink. Yeah, the Flying Saucer website needs to be updated to 2013. Instead, get out of 2001. There's a lot of... And while we're on this, we encourage everyone to become a beer nerd at Flying Saucer. Become a UFO member. UFO members are named. As you can tell, everybody's watching the Boston. No, it's baseball. No, it's Falcons and who? Where's Jess when you need her to make this thing interesting? Falcons game. Everybody, if you're a member, or if you're not a member, you need to join the UFO Club if you like beer. You drink 200 beers, they all have to be different. Like Jeff said earlier, they have 80 beers on tap at one time here at the Flying Saucer. So come on up. We won't give the address. Look it up on Google. That's why the internet is where it is. Moving forward. Damn, I was about to go into story time, and I completely forgot what the fuck I was talking about. I know. You threw me off when that making me having to name this milking beer that I've got. But hold on. It looks like a pile of shit. That's what she said. Ha ha. It looks like Guinness. Mine's not as dark as yours looked when you had this earlier. I now have the Spartan Franziskan Dunkel Weiss. No, it sounds like... ugh. All right, here, I'm going to taste it real quick on the mic. See how this bad boy tastes. Oh, my God. Tastes like bacon. It tastes like bacon. Dude, I swear to God, this beer tastes like bacon. Is it bacon? Dude, it's bacon, man. Might be turkey bacon. Might be turkey bacon, but this is... No. You know what it tastes? It's not bacon. You know what it tastes like? It tastes like beef jerky. You cannot deny that this beer tastes like beef jerky. Dude, it... Hold on, let me try it one more time. Definitely, dude. That beer is better than the damn cider that I had earlier. Yeah, it's not bad. Thank God I gotten one good beer tonight out of my three. We started the night off with Red Oak. Here, I'll try Jeff's real quick. That looks as... Ugh. All right. It does look like coffee. Here we go. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes. If I had to figure out what, like, dog shit tastes like, that's pretty close. That's pretty close. Oh. I can't admire the head because I can't get past the taste. That's what she said. All right, moving forward. Oh, I know what I was going to talk about earlier. Sorry. We're getting into the beers a little bit. And for those of you assholes who say, oh, they only drank three beers and they're already drunk. No, we're not drunk. But we are drinking beer. So... Yes, what they sell, what your domestic beers they sell in stores. Because these are all brewery made. Well, all beers are brewery made. Let me backtrack a little bit. These are all craft brew. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff is the beer expert of this podcast. I just come up with cool names and talk a lot. But do you ever get, I'm going out on a limb here, Jeff. Do you ever get, like, kind of weirded out because... When old people, and again, on this podcast, if we refer to old people, we're talking about 60 and over. When old people, like if you're in a public restroom, and like an old guy comes in to pee, or piss, or whatever you want to call it, they'll fart just out of nowhere without any... I know, but it's just weird. Is it not weird to you? Scenario. Say you're taking a dump in a Walmart, okay? Walmart bathroom. Nobody's in there. It's just you reading, looking at your Facebook timeline because that's what people do when you take dumps now with smartphones. Going back, see, everything comes full circle in this podcast. Going back to what we talked about earlier. And you hear a guy not walking, shuffling his feet. And so you know he's either on a walker or just shuffling his feet. And all of a sudden you hear that like faint, like start to pee, then stop. Start the pee, stop. All right, then you got a good stream going. And then next thing you know, it's just a... Let me ask you.
I don't have any
reinforcement
at all, but
I
don't know that people who do. And I don't know. Within the last 2 months, I've been sitting earlier with a person coming in their upper 80s. And all of a sudden, we're talking, and all of a sudden, you hear a fart. And it's just normal, you know? And everybody ignores it.
Why can't society wrap their mind around that? I'm married, and if I fart in the bed, I get a disgusting look. or disgusting out of her mouth, or I fart anywhere around my wife. She says, you are disgusting. But she can burp her damn ABCs if she wants to, and it's not disgusting. What's more disgusting to you, Jeff, a fart or a burp? What's more disgusting to you, a fart or a burp? But a burp is a fart coming out of your mouth. It's still a fart coming out of your mouth. So you would rather have air that was meant for your ass to come out of your mouth than come out of your ass. That makes no sense, Jeff. You ruined my whole joke because you didn't agree with me. All right, Jeff, lead us somewhere. I'm running out of ideas. Okay, I got one. You went to the Winnie Roast. And those of you outside, do they have Winnie Roast like nationwide? Okay. One of our local stations around Charlotte, North Carolina is 106.5 The End. And annually they hold a Winnie Roast. And last year me and Jeff and Jess and a few friends went. It was a good show. Awesome. I wasn't able to go this year. It happened last Saturday. Last Saturday. So, Jeff, tell me your thoughts on the Winnie Roast. Actually, sorry, I don't mean to keep cutting you off, Jeff, but I'm still drinking. Before we go into detail, what was the lineup? Sir, just give us some of the bands that played. What did Sick Puppies sing? They had one big hit, didn't they?
They had three or four. The one that comes to mind is called Riptide, but that was kind of a modern one.
Always good to support local bands. Who? Who?
They're from Scotland, but they're
Irish.
Nice. And only knew one song in their radio.
Sweet.
And you had Manchester Orchestra. You would think it would be a first for those. I really, going in, I didn't know anything about them. But they did pretty cool. And you had Airborne Constantine.
Maybe. Do you know what the name of it was? Oh, well. I'll look it up. It'll be playing in the background right now.
Then you had Sick Puppies. And around 7 o'clock, you had A-Wall Nation. And I think they stole the show. I was not a big A-Wall Nation fan before. But I didn't know a few of their songs on the radio.
Out of everyone that was on the lineup, that was one of the ones that I was so disappointed in not being able to go see. Because they're fairly, I mean, I'm sure they've been around for a while, but they're fairly new on the scene, right?
Yeah, they're a LA band,
right?
I don't know how.
When we were talking about this on the way up here, I made the assumption they were like a DJ band, like because of the sound that they have with Sale. You're like a DJ band, but you said no. How was that? Like when I see that. Of course, Sublime was big like when we were first going into high school, like in 96, 97, 98. When did he die? Late 90s? So 95, 96 is when they were. Because, like, with anybody. Yeah, gotcha. 95, 96-ish?
Yeah,
so mid-90s. To age us a little bit? Carry on, sorry. Nice. That's awesome. Good times, I guess. Apparently, the guy that was on earlier thought I smoked a lot of weed, but I do not. My drug of choice is alcohol. Well, they're not. Like, my theory on it is they're not. They're almost like a, I don't want to say a cult band, but they have like their cult following, which most bands do. But there's just like I want to compare them to what's that band that plays that never sells a lot of records, but they'll sell out like Madison Square Garden. Their name just escaped me. Hold on one second. Let me. God, what's the name of that band? OAR. Like, OAR doesn't sell a lot of records, but they'll sell out, like, every stadium they play in or every arena they play in. Yeah, by OAR. Like, OAR, but, I mean, that's what – I read an article on them, like, years ago. About how they'll only sell like 100,000, 200,000 records. Yeah, some are small, but they'll sell out like Madison Square. They might be a New York based band. I don't know much about them, but they'll sell out like Madison Square Garden, like Boston Garden. They'll sell out all these places, and for a band that only sells 200,000 records, I mean 200,000 is a lot, but it's not a lot when you compare them to. When people sell 500,000 million. Exactly. For reasons that they should be doing it. So you, yes, on 30 Seconds to Mars, no, on 30 Seconds to Mars. Jared Leto, old actor, new singer. What time was it that they went on? Like 10:30?
9:30.
Wow. It was that bright?
It was that bright.
They didn't have the overhead lights that shine onto the crowd. They had like the whole stage lights that shine.
They turned them on, but
nice. Nice. On the lawn. Well played. Well played, Winnie Roast Goers. Well played. All right, well, we're finishing our beers. I think that's going to wrap it up for the first episode of Saucer Nerds. Like I said, guys, we write down a bunch of shit on some cue cards or some index cards, talk about it. But it's all about the fun and the joyous occasion that we have every time we come to this Flying Saucer. And we'll continue doing this every week. Patrick and Jeff just sitting here drinking a few beers, having a little chat with you. Like we said before, I hope this takes an hour away from dealing with this shitty world that we live in to have some fun, to listen to us bullshit, and drink some beer. So, Jeff, for Jeff, Jimmy Waxall Higgins. Definitely. Facebook is facebook.com/saucernerds, SAUCERKNURDS. We don't spell nerds NERDS. We spell it the, I don't know why they spell it this way, but it's KNURDS, like the beer nerds. And at Twitter, on Twitter, at saucernerds, SAUCERKNURDS. Follow us. Give us a follow. We have some donate beer money to Patrick and Jeff on our official website. At official website right now, until we get one custom built, is saucernerds.podomatic.com. Thank you guys for listening. Once again, for Jeff, I'm Patrick. Drink up, guys.
Hops. Drink it. Up, oh, bottles, yeah. In a cup. Samuel Adams, Bud Light, Pabst Blue Ribbon, Natty Ice, drink, beer goggles, turn a ugly chick to a supermodel. Hey, where Steve? He's outside, man. So drunk, he's throwing up in a trash can. Oh, snap, what? I done hit bottom.